Welcome to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson, a space designed to help you create amazing relationships with yourself and others. Get ready to experience hope, love, and inspiration. Here's your host, Kim Wilson.
Greetings, I'm Kim Wilson. Thank you for joining me. Have you ever felt unhappy for an extended period of time? Felt like you lost your joy? Irritated, bitter, or like you just don't have the energy or interest to do anything anymore? If you answered yes to any of those questions, chances are you felt out of balance. Being out of balance can be a signal that you are depressed. And when we spend too much time feeling depressed, it can impact our relationships. It can hurt. Not only can it hurt our relationships, it can hurt physically, because we can get headaches, we can feel body pain. I had no idea what depression was when I was a little girl. I don't even remember anybody talking about suicide when I was a little girl. When I became a therapist, I got a clear picture of what depression looked like. One of my first clients was a six-year-old little boy. His mother died tragically in a car accident. And his relative called me one day and said, "Hey, I really would like to bring him in. He's making some disturbing statements." They brought the little boy in and he cried and he sobbed and he told me that he wanted to kill himself. And I said, "What do you mean you want to kill yourself?" He said, "I want to die. I want to take a pencil and stab my heart." I thought, wait a minute, this is huge. He can articulate to me how he wants to kill himself. He's making the connection. I can pick up a pencil and stop my heart. I knew I needed support in that situation, and I was being supervised by a psychologist at that time. And the psychologist came in and consulted with me, and he ended up being hospitalized. What I understood at that time was that depression does not respect age, gender, size, color. When it shows up, it shows up. One of the biggest questions that I get from my clients, my new clients, they'll ask, "Do you think I'm depressed?" And to help them find the answer to that question, I usually will start with a depression scale where it asks questions to figure out what their symptoms are. And there are so many symptoms of depression, but just to name a few, there's moodiness, painful thinking, and painful thinking is another word for negative thinking. "Oh, they'll never accept me. I'm not good enough. They don't want me. I'm not pretty." You know, all the things you feel like you are not. There's also thinking about problems instead of solutions. If you spend a lot of time thinking about problems instead of solutions, of course that's going to impact the way that you feel, because thinking about problems, that doesn't produce a good feeling. But when you think about solutions, that makes you feel hopeful and inspiring, and it helps you to tap into your choices. Another symptom of depression is anger. Confusion. People don't always think about confusion as depression, as a symptom of depression. Sometimes when we are confused, when we are depressed, we can't think clearly. We can't make healthy decisions because our whole thinking process and pattern is off. And that can be a sign that someone is depressed. Delusions. Delusional thinking can be somebody making the conclusion that people are out to get them when that is not true. Just being suspicious of other people all the time. And of course, suicidal thoughts. We can go on and on. The other big question that I get is, well, why do I feel this way? What causes depression? Well, there can be several sources of depression. Genetics can be a source. Some people can be born predisposed to depression. There's a lot of research out there that suggests that depression can actually be in the genes. Secondly, a learned behavior. When you think about the first 6 years of a child's life, their behavior is modeled from the adults or caregivers around them the most. And if you spend the first 6 years of your life around somebody who does not respond well to negative life events, they never smile, they don't have joy in their voice, they never look at you and say, you are special, you know, you are amazing, and just smile at you and bring this wonderful soundtrack of joy to the home, and they're constantly angry or they have a negative attitude and just depressed, the child can model that behavior, and depression can start too in childhood just from that. A lack of self-worth is a huge source of depression. And when I say lack of self-worth, just not knowing your worth, what you're good at, what your interests are, your talents, and looking, when you look at yourself in the mirror or when you think about yourself, you don't see what you bring to the table. You don't see your purpose in life. You don't see yourself as someone who matters to this world or to a group of people. You just don't find yourself worthy. And when we have a lack of self-worth, it impacts our self-esteem, it impacts our confidence, and it can impact our relationship with others, because no matter how much somebody tell you that they want you, that they love you, there's a part of you that just doesn't believe it because you don't even know if you're worth that love. Another source of depression is loneliness, which is why connecting and intimacy is so important. Connecting with other people, intimacy is important. When we stop connecting with people and we spend time in isolation, that can cause depression because we don't have that reassurance of somebody saying, hey, things are okay, things will get better, even if it means they're rubbing our back or holding our hand. And when we spend time in isolation, it doesn't have the same effect of me time, alone time, because me time and alone time is done purposefully with the intent to rejuvenate so you can serve more as a resource to somebody. You know, you just kind of, you're refueling. When you are purposely isolating yourself and creating loneliness, refueling is not happening. You're just continuing to run on E. The root problem in most depressions comes from unresolved anger and holding on to grudges a lot of time. That's where that root is. But I do know we can overcome depression. If you are experiencing depression, if you know someone experiencing depression, you can. And one of the ways that we overcome depression is knowing your worth. Knowing your worth helps to build self-esteem and confidence, knowing yourself. In order to change something, to adjust something, we have to know it. And so knowing our worth is one of the biggest ways of overcoming depression. Secondly, connecting with positive people. It's so important to surround yourself with people who have a positive energy. Their language is positive. Can you imagine just being around somebody all day long and they're telling you are nothing, you'll never make it. You know, I don't even like saying that as an example. That doesn't feel right. I mean, but it feels wonderful to be around somebody who say to you, hey, don't give up. Hold on. Things will get better. Hey, I'm on your side. I'm on your team. You know, and just pointing you in the right direction of help and support. That's wonderful to be around a supportive and positive network. And another way we can overcome depression, if we see that we've tried all these interventions such as exercising, identifying our worth, being around positive people, and nothing works, sometimes we just have to call the doc. And meaning partnering with a psychiatrist or a medical professional, because we may have a chemical imbalance in the brain where the depression needs a little bit more attention. Because when those chemicals are out of whack and they're unbalanced, you may need medication to get it imbalanced. And plus, if you find yourself working with a doctor and a therapist and you feel better, now you have information. Now you know something about you that, you know what, when I have the blues, or if I'm feeling sad for too long, I need some help. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's part of knowing yourself, knowing when you need help. I truly believe happiness is a choice. It just doesn't fall from the sky or anything like that. We design our happiness. And when we are intentional in designing our happiness, it can certainly help us overcome depression. That's my time. Thank you so much for joining me. I want you to save the date and mark your calendars, because my live event is coming up, and it's called Strike a Balance: How High-Powered Women Can Have It All. If you are a woman with a heartbeat, you are a high-powered woman. This event is all about helping you to strike a balance. If you wear a mask all day, that's unbalanced, because that means that you are not proud of who you are, or you don't want people to see who you are, and that's shame. And remember, shame can be debilitating. If you have a problem with being vulnerable, or if you know another woman who has a problem with being vulnerable, at this event, we will teach you all the skills and how to use the tools so you can strike that balance in your life, so you can balance family, love, career, and teach you how to say what you want and what you need. Sometimes we forget to say what we want and what we need. Sometimes we don't even know what we want because we stopped saying it a long time ago, and that is unbalanced. If you come to our event on April the 7th, Dr. Laura Lewis and I, an Atlanta psychologist, we're going to help you to strike that balance. If you are a man listening to this, you can certainly purchase and sponsor tickets for another woman. This is an event for women. The only thing you have to do, go to www.kwspeaks.com, get your tickets, and register today. You are worth it. We are worth it. I want to see your face in the place. Let's do it. Onward, upward, and beyond.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Relationships Podcast with Kim Wilson. Want more? Visit kwspeaks.com. That's kwspeaks.com for the latest inspirational blogs.